Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
You guys, it's Rick Tittle.
Thank you for that, and a little TGIF for you. That's right. Thank goodness it's Friday. What you got, what you get. This is why we're all here. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call to get connected to your boy and talk sports, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, go to total, test, checkers, rugby, cricket, that type of stuff, and we'll do it together at the toll-free line. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Get you in and get you heard, girl. Don't act like I did when I did. I wish you would. Alright. Also, I don't know if you ever look at the old Twitter at Rick Tittle, because I was just throwing out a couple blurbs I'm having on the show today, and I have my homeboy, John Doerr, the Canadian stand-up comedian. Canadian comedian? That sounds pretty good. Just the Canadian comedian. He'll be on in an hour, but on Twitter I put a picture, because he's been in the studio with me four times, I put a picture up, and the picture homed in on what it said on my shirt, and so it's just like two torsos and no faces. So I don't know about that automatic recognition software. It's pretty stupid. All right, but as it is Friday, we like to take a look into the Holly weird world, and that is with our good buddy Jan Wall, the film critic, and she'll be with us. We'll talk about the immersive Van Gogh. That was his brother. Also, Thelma Adams, film critic herself, and the Oscar winner, Louis Gossett Jr. Mayonnaise. I got no place else to go. I got no place else to go. Remember that movie? I remember I went to see it with my parents, which was kind of racy in high school. And anyway, my dad said, Zach Mayo, that's such a fake name. I'm like, well, it is Hollywood. That was Richard Gere's character. All right, we'll talk to Sal Berry in the second hour as well. Talk a little hockey with him as well. It's a big shoe, so come on back on Sports Byline.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
And now today's cleaning tip from Tubbatow's Heavy Duty Cleaning Wipes. Most people are disinfecting more frequently these days, but did you know there's a difference between disinfecting and cleaning? Cleaning is the first step before disinfecting and is needed on a regular basis to remove germs, dirt, and dust from surfaces. Plus, keeping a clean surface helps minimize the growth of future germs. And now a word from Tubbatow's.
At Tubbatow's, we started with the toughest messes and quickly realized Tubbatow's heavy-duty cleaning wipes can clean just about anything, like stubborn brake dust, spilled paint, even permanent marker. There's literally thousands of uses. Proudly made in the USA with over 30,000 five-star reviews. Find Tubbatow's heavy-duty cleaning wipes at your local auto parts store, the Home Depot, Lowe's, and more. Look for the big yellow tub.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius. The best show ever. He's so wonderful. Genius. The best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome. He's a genius.
Oh, Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network, getting you ready for another 3 hours of nonstop intrigue and entertainment. On Fridays in the first hour, we always start off with our good friend, the film critic Jan Wall, the pride of California. How you doing, Jan?
I'm okay. Intrigue, huh? Like a film noir. We don't know what's going to happen.
Would you say, Jan, at this point in your life, you're more SoCal or NorCal?
I'm both, because I was raised in the middle of swimming pools and movie stars, and, you know, I was raised in that L.A., Hollywood, Beverly Hills, you know, like, glamour world, and then I've lived up here for 40 years in Northern California, so I got both going on. It's like with my music taste, you know, I got, like, I got Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald and Sinatra, and then I also have Janis Joplin and the Beach Boys and, you know, Miles Davis, so I'm a little eclectic.
And if you put your finger in an outlet, you become electric.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to our first guest, Jan.
Yeah.
How about that? Yes, we're very happy to have Corey Ross with us. And Corey Ross is here because one of the coolest, I don't know what to call it outside of just an art exhibit, because it's way more than that. It's called the Immersive Van Gogh Exhibit San Francisco. This is at SVN West, South Van Ness West, and tickets are going to go through September, so all summer long. Let's bring in Corey. Corey, this is something that's hard to describe, and it's really best described by just looking at pictures of it, but you walk inside of Van Gogh's paintings, don't you?
Yeah, good morning. It's a completely new way of encountering art, and it really is, as you said, it's difficult to describe. It's either you have to see it for yourself, or if you are a Netflix fan, then you might have seen an exhibit by the same creator, Massimiliano Sicardi, on Emily in Paris, Episode 5. But what it is Massimiliano Sicardi, who really is the Steven Spielberg of immersive art installations, has created this show, and he maps with digital projections, he maps the architecture of the building. So in our case in San Francisco, it's this incredible old club that used to be the Fillmore Club, where the Grateful Dead and Janis Joplin got their start. But he's mapped all the architecture of the building, and then he projects what, you know, ultimately is a film. It's an animated film that deconstructs and reconstructs Van Gogh's work. It's almost like the visual equivalent of a DJ who will sample, you know, from one song and another and create a whole new piece of art out of it. Well, this is the visual equivalent, and that's what Massimiliano Sicardi has been doing for 30 years in Europe, and millions of people have seen it over there, and I just thought it was time for it to be in America.
I've seen it. I'm seeing it once more. I've seen it twice, Corey. This is Jan Wall, and it is remarkable. You go away from that thing going, my mind is blown, permanently blown. It is so beautiful, and it incorporates so many things. You know, you've got your state-of-the-art animation, but you have these, basically it's Van Gogh, but the music, I mean, it's just I've never seen anything like it. Could you talk about the music?
Sure. So the music is some of it is samplings of pieces and songs that we know, and a lot of it is composed by an Italian composer named Luca Longobardi, who's been working for years with Massimiliano. And so the whole show ends up being choreographed to this music. It really is. It's this emotional journey. Massimiliano Sicardi's kind of point of departure for the show was he wanted to recreate what he thought might have flashed before Van Gogh's eyes in the moments before he passed away. And so from there, it goes on this kind of stream of consciousness, visually explosive journey. And yes, and it's all sort of choreographed to this incredible soundtrack. And a lot of people come out and ask us, you know, where they can get the music. So we've put the whole thing up on Spotify. If you look up Immersive Van Gogh on Spotify, there's the music.
Do you think, Corey, that this is going to be the future of not just retrospectively looking at the masters, but maybe the future of how paintings are presented in this new millennium?
Listen, I think that these immersive installations go beyond, you know, beyond art and exhibiting of art, and they possibly are the future of film. When I first saw Massimiliano's work, sort of that's what I saw. You've got this experiential thing that surrounds you and envelops you and creates this kind of completely new way of looking at it. Another thing I said after I first saw his work in Paris and I came home and I had to explain where I'd been and what I did, it's rare in life that you get to see a new medium, a new type of art. Like, we all go to movies and they're wonderful and there can be a completely new and original movie, but the basic format is we sit in rows and in the theater and something is projected on a screen, and we all go to musical theater, and Hamilton was an amazing new, you know, a new breath of fresh air and great music and great, you know, brought new things into the theater, but still the format was the same. We sit in rows and we know what to do. I haven't been to see something that's a completely new medium of art really since I was a child, and going in and seeing that's part of what's mind-blowing here. But because it's a new and fresh medium, I think it's got longevity for sure.
So you walk in, this is the old Fillmore, and Fillmore West, where I used to go see Tina Turner and all those people you mentioned. And, you know, you can sit if you want. You have benches, but you also walk around, and you also go up to a balcony. You can walk up to a balcony. So you get these different perspectives of it. But you always are looking. I mean, I swear, Corey, I don't know how you describe this. It's just too amazing. But, Ricky, I'm not sure it can be that common, because it takes a lot of real estate to do this.
There's no doubt.
It has to be for something special. That's for sure. Yeah. It has to be for blockbuster shows. But I don't think it has to be, in the end of the day, only art. I think it will be art, and all the great masters will be explored this way. But I don't see why, you know, Steve, I call Massimiliano the Steven Spielberg of these immersive art installations. But maybe next time he could collaborate with Steven Spielberg and create something filmic that's completely new and incredible as well.
What a great thing to take kids to. That's why I'm going again. I'm taking a couple young people because it's extremely inspiring.
Well, children love it. I see kids dancing in it. It's just amazing because the colors and everything, it's all over you. It's on the floor. It's on the walls. It's on the columns. If you wear white, it shows up amazingly on your clothes. It is, you're just inside the art.
And then you have this great gift shop and, you know, a cute little restaurant. I mean, it's a whole experience when you go there, but it's, we had to go sit and have coffee at their little place because, I don't know, it just works on you. It really works on you.
One last question for you, and that is, you know, we know about the Monsieur de Pommes de Terre and the New Year Toye and all these great artwork.
Oh, I love it when you talk
French. He had.
I'm busy doing the translation in my mind so I know what you're talking about.
But he had over 2,000 paintings and sketches.
Yeah, right? I mean, first of all, it's just incredible. If you don't know much about Van Gogh, he didn't start till he was 27. He didn't do any art, and then he did all of the art over 10 years before he passed away at age 37. So the amount of art to choose from that, and to think that it only came during a 10-year period is absolutely extraordinary. What we've done is we licensed 400 images from the best museums around the world of different Van Gogh paintings, and that's the raw material, so to speak, that Massimiliano Sicardi works with. And then he gets in, deconstructs them, animates them, reconstructs them, and it really just, that's the raw materials of the show.
That's Vincent Van Gogh, a guy who only sold one painting in his life to his brother, cut off his ear to impress Jodie Foster. Go to vansf.com. I might have had that wrong. vansf.com to check it out. And Corey Ross, thanks for your time, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Corey.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Fantastic. Okay. Oh.
All right, Gianni, we'll take a quick break.
But
let's bring in another film critic.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
Matthew.
Sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I'm not insightful enough to be a movie critic. Maybe I could be a food critic. These muffins taste bad. Or an art critic. That painting is bad.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
All right, that's fascinating. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you coast to coast. And our next guest, we're quite happy to bring in the film critic Thelma Adams, who has twice been chair of the New York Film Critics Circle. And she's here to talk about MHZ Choice, Megahertz Choice. It's a streaming service that brings in so many great shows from the continent that we don't get, is now available in the United States and Canada. Thelma, welcome to the show. I know you're no stranger to these parts. You used to be at a sorority over at Cal back in the day, right?
Well, I wasn't at a sorority, but I definitely was at Cal. a proud graduate.
Right on.
From the wild and woolly hippie days.
Mm-hmm.
Has that ended? Maybe it hasn't even
ended. No, honey, it never ends here. This is Jan Wall. So hi, doll. It's so great to talk to you. I'm a fan, you know, and the New York film critics especially, too. So tell me, were you a hippie film critic? I was.
You know what? I wrote my first film review for the Daily Cal.
Mm, good.
And you know what? Total hippie. I was a total hippie. You know, the whole thing, the no bra, the hair wild, the, you know, I don't give an F, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Were you doing the French New Wave? That was my first step to start reviewing.
You know what?
I mean, you know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, French New Wave. I was more the 70s kind of, you know. My parents were big moviegoers. So we would go and, like, see Fellini. We would see – I was a big Hal Ashby fan, so Harold and Maude I loved. Kind of in that – more in that frame. Mm-hmm. Not as much French New Wave.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Hal Ashby, man. Oh, I practically bow down
Ashby.
When you say that. Yeah.
So we know about, in this country, Thelma, obviously Netflix and Amazon, and we also have, BritBox and some of these other great services. MHZ Choice, as I mentioned, so many shows, so many bingeable, thousands of hours of shows from the continent. Tell us a little bit more about them, please.
Well, I'd like to start by saying that, kind of like the Hair Club for Men, I was someone who loved MHZ Choice before I started doing previews for them. And I love them because the series are so strong and interesting. It's Germany, it's Italy, it's France. It's Gaelic Scotland. And there were so many great stories. And I was hooked originally by a show called Spiral, which is... Have you seen that one?
That's on Amazon. That's awesome. Yeah, or Netflix.
Yeah.
One of the two. Yeah.
I think it's on Netflix now. It started off, and the last two seasons, which it just finished, season 7 and 8, are on MHZ. And I think one of the reasons I liked it, I've always kind of liked hard boiled things. You know, Raymond Chandler, all of those great LA noirs. And that led to loving hard-boiled shows. But there was a difference to Spiral, which is it also had female characters who were complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And that really hooked me.
Mm. So this is something anybody can go to and see all these international
Anybody, yeah. Uh-huh. It's
yeah.
like, it's, you know, it's like getting HBO Max or any of these kind of, or Acorn.
I live on Acorn, honey. I live on Acorn.
Okay, so think of this in some ways as Acorn with subtitles.
I see. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You know, it's by the way, it's $7.99 a month or $90 a year. You get a free seven day trial to try it out too.
You get a 7-day trial, and I have to say, because I'm looking at every month now, I'm doing these premieres. I'm doing these video premieres, and you can get an idea. They're on YouTube of, you know, what's coming up. That the quality of the shows, every month, the new stuff streaming is just top. I find it kind of astounding, especially as a movie critic, where I can't say that that's been the case with the movies in the past year.
Are they contemporarily set? I mean, are they historical as well, like Bridgerton, or are they contemporary set, or how's that work?
It's the whole gamut.
The whole gamut, huh? Okay.
It's the whole gamut from, like, a cozy mystery to something really hard-boiled. But this month, starting April 7th, the number one show that I adore is called Wonderland. And it is historical. It's unusual in that it has this time travel element. It's about a contemporary guy who's kind of dumped by his girlfriend. He's a doctor, doesn't want to do it, feels really out of touch with the present. He falls in love with a photograph of a beautiful woman from 1960 and goes back in time. And so then it's historical. It's set in 1960 Biarritz. And the music is fantastic. It's
glamorous.
It's the cusp of jazz going into early rock. And the costumes are fantastic. And the woman he goes back for is played by Olga Kurylenko, who, if you're a Bond fan and you remember Quantum of Solace, she played the woman that James Bond fell in love with, really fell in love with. And, of course, she can't live.
Well, of course.
You know, because he's not going to pull up and, you know, go into suburbia with the woman he loves. Right,
yeah, I just saw her in something called Sentinel on, I think it was Amazon, where she played French Special Forces. And it was kind of hard to believe someone that skinny could be that tough, but yeah, she is a great actress. totally beautiful too.
See, I think the thing is, she's drop dead gorgeous. In this show, they put her in these 1960s costumes with the tight waist and the full skirt. She's gorgeous. And also, I love her in one of my favorite movies of the past couple of years is The Death of Stalin.
Oh, I love that film.
I love that film. Yeah, I watched it.
She's
it's an Armando Iannucci. You know, he did Veep for people who may not know this movie, which you can, I'm sure you can rent. But she plays a concert pianist in that. And that movie to me is just like the funniest ever.
So I don't get to talk to, you know, I've been making a living as a film critic for almost 40 years. And you know, film critic and historian and all that. Yeah, I've been very fortunate. But I don't, what do you say to people? I don't get to talk to my female colleagues enough. What do you say to people? I tell them to write, you know, learn how to write reviews, and then have an opinion, be different. What do you say to people?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things I've been saying over and over kind of on a broader arc for the past couple of years is what I've been saying on a broader level is that we need female critics so that female filmmakers can go out and make female forward movies. Like the whole thing, there's a whole arc where you need female producers, et cetera. You need a whole, you need the whole pipeline to have a female component. Not only female, surely, but, you know. And then what I tell people, and now it's very different, but what I say is right. If you have an opinion, you know, Lord knows you can go right on Medium now. Or you can, I started out in Manhattan at the local papers.
Right.
So what would be the example, like the Bay Area? What was the Bay Area giveaway weekly?
Oh, there's been so many, but I write for a local paper, too, and yeah. It's just great. It's just great.
And so
well, I
want
to make sure before we're running out of time, unfortunately. We've been speaking with Thelma Adams for MHC Choice. Go to MHCChoice.com. And, in fact, right now, if you put in Spring Sale 21 at checkout, you can get 50% off your first 6 months. So many great shows from the continent. Wonderland,
so
The Typist from Germany coming out
shows.
On April 20th as well. Thelma, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Thelma. Right on. Yeah.
Right on. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And Wonderland. Top pick. Take care.
All right.
Bye, Thelma.
Good stuff. Jan, it's interesting, too, when you think about all these shows in Europe. I kind of feel sometimes like, oh, we already have access to them, but it just shows that there are so much content that we haven't even heard about yet.
Right. So that's a good service she's providing.
Yeah, good stuff. I think I might have to sign up for this thing, too. Some, a lot of great shows. As I was.
Whoa, really? Going to spend that $12 a year, Rick?
$7.99 a month, half off for the first. I subscribe to every, during this pandemic, Jan, I think I subscribe to about, seriously, at least a dozen streaming services.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, how about we talk to an Oscar winner in the next segment?
Louis Gossett Jr., love him.
All right, Mayonnaise, come on back.
Hi, this is Ron Barr, and I've got great news for anyone suffering from ongoing pain due to aging, overexertion, and the effects of everyday living. Relief Factor is a 100% research-based formula that was created to combat the root causes of inflammation. Relief Factor is designed to address sore muscles, stiff joints, aches, and the general discomfort you may feel. There are four key ingredients, and each approaches the body's natural inflammatory response function from a different metabolic pathway. And they've got something special for Sports Byline Network listeners. You can get their 3-week quick start program for just $19.95. That's only 95 cents a day. Head to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-500-8384. Relief Factor helps to support a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort from the effects of daily living, and you can get yours at ReliefFactor.com or by calling 1-800-500-8384. Your life, your freedom. Get back to living at ReliefFactor.com.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners blew out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine four?
Like at Monica's print shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Dub! O-Town! Dub! O-Town!
At Tubba Towels, we started with the toughest messes and quickly realized Tubba Towels heavy-duty cleaning wipes can clean just about anything, like stubborn brake dust, spilled paint, even permanent marker. There's literally thousands of uses. Proudly made in the USA with over 30,000 five-star reviews. Find Tubba Towels heavy-duty cleaning wipes at your local auto parts store, the Home Depot, Lowe's, and more. Look for the big yellow tub.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
Rick Tittle ate 200 chicken wings at Yo Mama's house last night. Now back to Fat Boy.
That's not nice. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you coast to coast and around the world, proudly on American Forces Radio Network. And speaking of that, we're going to bring in one of the best actors of our generation, Louis Gossett Jr., an Oscar winner, an Emmy winner. And Louis, welcome to the show. Is it true that some drill instructors still quote Gunnery Sergeant Emil Foley in real life? Is that true?
Well, I quoted them because they taught me how to be that. When I got to Florida, I went down to MCRD, which is an extension of Pendleton. And so I was there for about a month, and I did everything but smoke the camels and drink the beer. I brought one with me, and he dressed me. By the time I showed up on that set, I was a DI.
Wow. So
Marines should have gotten, they should have gotten the Oscar, too. Because they made sure that when it dealt with the military, there was the truth, not a Hollywood movie. And so they made that the good movie. The Marines did that, so I'm very grateful to them.
You know, Louis, my husband went to officer training school, and he said after he saw that movie, Officer and a Gentleman, he said the only real thing in that movie, because he didn't like all the syrupy romance stuff, and he said the only real thing was Louis Gossett Jr.
Well, the Marines taught me how to be real, and I'm very grateful to them even now. So when I go to a foreign country,
do you still sometimes, when you're ordering a sandwich, ask for extra mayonnaise?
Yeah, or de la Serra, mayonnaise.
Well,
I was going to say, for me, in
junior high when Roots came out, and growing up in a diverse area like I did, it was such an amazing thing. The whole country watched that show, and you played Fiddler. You got the Emmy for that. That's when I first kind of became aware of you as an actor. What did that series do for you, and what did it do for African-Americans in Hollywood at that time?
African Americans in Hollywood was one thing, but African Americans across the country was another, because there's a whole thing from slavery. When the slaves came from Africa, they took out their roots and their culture so they wouldn't know, so they could start from scratch. So Roots was the beginning of getting them to know how they got here and what they have to think. And we're still working on that now in Black Lives Matter and in the military everywhere. I'm very proud of the growth that's happening in this country, and I love this country. And this country is growing and in a proper way. There's conflict, but it's growing in a positive way. I look at sports, I look at the military, I look at the movies, and I see all these young men and women acting like family, which is what we should be doing in this country. And I carry a foundation, it's called E-Racism, and I've come to this conclusion after all these years that we all, it's going to take mankind to save mankind. Not separate, not just the people on the left side or the right side. Everybody's got to contribute to our mutual salvation, and then everything will be fine.
You know, when we've talked before, you said, Louis, that, you talked about Lorraine Hansberry and Greer Garson and the McCarthy era. It seems you
have
this rich history that we need to tell people about, young people especially, don't you think?
Yeah, well, I'm on my fifth university now, so I'm going to start a podcast in a short while. There's a study being built for me, and I'm going to do a podcast, and it's called For What It's Worth, which is the Musings of an Elder. So it's been proven that the last one I did was in Villanova, and you can hear a pin drop in there. And when I finished, they didn't even have any questions. So I guess I'm conducted by my philosophy and my experience going around the world, telling them what they should know. So for one of the things I tell these angry black kids, if you're going for equal education and equal medicine, it might be less than you deserve, because you might come from a culture that has an answer for us all, because you come from an old culture. It was taken away. There's no time for resentment or anger or conflict. There's only time for us to get together as one people for the salvation of us all.
Very well said. I remember when I was in college, there was a movie called Enemy Mine, and it's an interesting movie. It's just a cast of two. It's just you and Dennis Quaid. But then I heard that you guys were filming it in Budapest. Something like the director quit, and then you had to move it to Munich because Wolfgang Petersen took over, and then it was a huge hit in the Soviet Union. I guess that's just the life of an international movie star, huh?
That was an international, but I got a great education, 6 months in Munich, which is a beautiful place. Mm-hmm. And Wolfgang Petersen was quite brilliant, and he had his whole family in a huge studio. It took 5 hours to put that makeup on.
Oh.
It took two and a half to 3 hours to get it off, and that's 6 months. And I couldn't get a date because I had scars all over my face and stuff. And this one girl, let's see if I can remember the story. Oh, yeah, we were in Iceland before we got to Germany, and I was getting a rashes because of the makeup. So I told the producer, could you please go to the school and see if you can find a skin doctor, you know, to give me some cream. So they couldn't find any skin doctor in Reykjavik, Iceland. But they found this freshman. And she sits there. They didn't tell her anything about me. So you remember what I looked like in Enemy Mine, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So she
sits there,
and I opened the door with that makeup, looking like a lizard. I said, hi, Doc. I'm the one with the skin problem. And they had to catch her.
Okay, so you didn't get lucky that night. Okay.
No, not that night. I had to take it off the shoulder. I said, no, this is what I really look like.
Oh, man. I can't wait to hear your podcast because as much as I love your current, your history amazes me as well. All those stories, you know.
Great stories.
Yeah. Who did you work with, Lou, that was just blew your mind? I mean, I know you've worked with a lot of incredible people. It's one standout.
So I worked with Sydney 48. Sydney 48 blew my mind.
Why? Booth. Why? Why?
Yeah, because of you can tell when people are doing what they put on the planet to do.
Mm.
Sydney was put on the planet to act. Huh. And it was hard for me not to copy him when I acted. That's how he was in the right place at the right time. And everything flows when you put it on the planet and doing what you're put on the planet to do, because not many people find that. But when you find it, it's magic.
Great stuff. Mm-hmm. We're speaking with Louis Gossett, Jr. Thinking about the four Iron Eagle movies, do you ever walk down the street and somebody's like, hey, Chappie? You ever get that?
Absolutely. I get a lot of people like that. I see a lot of the airplane pilots now that we go, and they want me to sit in the cockpit with them. I said, my feet are too big. Okay.
What else do you get from people, Lou? What do people say to you?
I get a lot of love, a lot of respect. And you don't know, because you're isolated, because I don't do it for love and respect. I do it because I love and respect it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no idea that I have such a large following, because I'm doing it for the public. We're all the same. I'm not a movie star to them. And I don't act like it. So I guess they're surprised that I don't act like a movie star. But I'm doing it as a service for the public. How can I separate myself from them? So then
are you
I have long-term friends.
Mm-hmm. Are you acting now?
Do you now? Today?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, I mean, are you acting in a movie now or a television show?
No, I'm not. I'm getting ready to, I can't speak because I'm superstitious. I'm getting ready to sign a big contract. But I can tell you that I would be working for, if they stop fighting in Ireland, myself and Pierce Brosnan are going to do a nice movie in Ireland.
Wow.
Oh, man.
It's about two veterans, old veterans, who are coming to celebrate the attack on Normandy.
Oh, wow, that'd be cool.
But they're having a little conflict. When I saw in the newspapers, they're having a little conflict there now.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was thinking about your career. Like, when you were on, in 1971, I'm just looking, you're on The Partridge Family, and then you're on Bonanza, and you probably think, wow, it can't get any bigger than that, right? Bonanza. And
right.
You look back, and you've done 1,000 shows like Bonanza, but at that time, that was pretty amazing, wasn't it?
Oh, it was. I broke the record. I did Ailey Smith and Jones, and I did five with my best friend, is James Garner. Was James Garner, God rest his soul.
Oh.
I did five of those.
Rock
Temperament
Files.
Of Clarity was the character's name. And
I loved
him too. He was half Cherokee, and he was such a great, wonderful man. Wonderful man. Wonderful man. I did a movie with him called Skin Game.
Skin Game for sure. You know when he played Dr. Mm-hmm. Bob in My Name is Bill W., I got to spend
Absolutely.
Some time with him. And he was so brilliant. I mean, he found the common ground to be a humanitarian actor, you know, to really relate with us. Oh, what an actor.
He was quite, and even in Maverick, I used to watch Maverick and stuff. But he came out of Broadway. I liked him a lot. He came out of Broadway, and he took me off the stage and put me right in the Skin Game with him, and I did all the Rockford Files with him. What a wonderful friend.
Well, I think about, you know, a guy like you from Sheepshead Bay, I always think that's the same hometown as Larry David there in Brooklyn. But you came out of Broadway too, right?
I came out. I started on Broadway in a lead in a Broadway show when I was still in high school. A play called Take a Giant Step.
And that year, pushed all the athletics to the side, even though you're a good athlete, because you had this great acting career on the rise, right?
Well, I didn't know because it's like lightning in a bottle. I never had acted before. Never been on the stage. I was the president of the school, but I never acted or performed, except maybe in church in the choir. And the choir consisted of what eventually became the Raylettes. They were the Chiffons before that. So it was a very musical choir, First Baptist Church of Coney Island.
Okay.
So it was Dorothy Jones and Ethel McRae and those guys. So I was musically oriented, and I liked that. But I wanted to be a doctor. I wanted to be a brain surgeon and a therapist because I wanted people in my family who were not happy to be healthy. So I go down to Bellevue, which is where the freshmen medical students go, pre-med. And they wanted me to dissect this cat's brain. Dead cat, right? So I pushed it. The cat's leg went straight up in the air, and I went straight to acting. Straight to Broadway. I'm not going to be a surgeon. No.
All right. Well, we have the pleasure of speaking with the great Louis Gossett Jr. and Oscar winner, Emmy Award winner, so many awards. Louis, just so great to catch up on your career. We'd love to do it again sometime. So thank you again
Let's
for your
do it.
Time.
Thank you,
Lou. Let us know.
I love you
let
and I respect
know.
You. All you military people.
Yeah, big shout out on American Forces Radio Network, too. All right, thank you for that. Jen, we got some Rex on the other side?
Sure. Everything
All
is
right,
good.
I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back with Jan Wall, everybody.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about $1 to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
It doesn't really matter. I don't like my job, and I don't think I'm going to go anymore.
Rick Tittle thinks there's a direct correlation between dogs and lightning.
Jan Wall, what should we be watching or avoiding?
Oh, no, watch it for sure. Public Broadcasting gave us the gift this week. 3 one-hour segments called Hemingway. It is so good. I came out smarter, completely riveted to it. It's just marvelous. It's one of those Ken Burns, you know, it's and Lynn Novak. It's 3 hours, you know, what, each hour is separate, part one, two, and three, of, because he had such a huge life. And, lots of military stuff, lots of, but a lot about his writing and what made him such an unusual writer and what a big lover he was. And, oh, man, it just rocks. It's called Hemingway.
Don't be jealous, but I had Ken Burns on yesterday to talk about it.
I hate you. Why? Oh, my God. I hate you when you tell me things like that. You tell me Eddie Izzard. You tell me Ken Burns.
Well, so anyway, you know what I did do on your recommendation? I watched the Audrey Hepburn documentary.
How'd you like it?
It was good. I liked it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's on it's on Netflix, Audrey.
I didn't realize, because she was so skinny, she looked so old and fragile. She was only 63. She looked like she was 83, mm-hmm. the poor thing, when she died.
I know. But who knew her parents were pro-Nazi? And at the end of her life, though, she got happy because she gave back through UNICEF. And so it took her to the end of her life to really find
well,
her
world, yeah, World War II starts. She's 10 years old in Holland. Her dad leaves. And then when she's in her late 50s, she finds her dad in Ireland, and he's just cold and unloving, mm-hmm. and it's kind of brutal.
Well, he was brutal. I mean, he was a Nazi.
Yeah,
they're not exactly known for warmth, you know.
They're not known for their stand-up, no. Jan, thanks for Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We got John Doerr coming up in 15. Come on back.